Om sahana bhavatu, sahana punaktu, sahabiryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu mavidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. So verse 6. We'll start with that top piece is the introduction, starting with Menu, is the introduction to the verse 6. So repeat after me. Nanu yadatma manas shakshur ade ade ragamyaha
manas shakshur ade ragamyaha.
Katam tarhi asya siddhihi siddhihi gata patadayaha. Oh, sorry. Gata patadayo.
Gata patadayo.
He. Manas chakshur adya.
Manas chakshur adya.
Dhina siddhayo.
Dhina siddhayo.
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 Drishtaha.
Drishtaha.
So if I say, I'll do it with the Sunday. Nanu, yadi atma. E plus a is ya. Yadi atma. Manas, manash is manaha, or manas. Chakshur is chakshus. The actual word for manas, we talked about this last week, but just to repeat. For manash, the manas becomes manash. If I were to be really thorough, the word manas, the word ends in an is, it becomes manas, goes to manaha, goes to manash. But the substantive for the word for mind is manas. Okay? The word for eyes is chakshus. So it's an is ending, chakshus means the eye. So there's words that end in vowels, words that end in consonant. These are two words that end in the sakara, the letter sa. Manas and chakshus. So by Sunday, manas becomes manash, chakshus becomes chakshur, adehe, the visarga becomes repha, repha means ar, adehe, agamyaha. Okay? Katam tarhi asya siddhi. Gata paka adiyaha, breaking the compound. Gata, pata, adiyaha, he, manas, chakshus, adi. See the yakara there? Adya, adi, adhina, siddhiyaha, drishtaha, drishtaha. Everybody see? Okay. With this group of us, if you have a question about a Sunday, just ask. Because everybody will probably have the same question. They won't mind. Nobody here will mind going over these Sundays. So the word nanu, let's go to the beginning. Nanu means doubt. It's like nanu colon, doubt colon. Yadi if, in the kind of if. If atma, if the self, the mind, manas, chakshu, eyes, adehe, etc., is agamyaha, cannot be reached. The word agamyaha means that which cannot be reached. So it says, doubt, if the atma is agamyaha, can't be reached, is unreachable for the mind, the eyes, etc. You see that? Agamyaha is in the nominative singular. Atma is in the nominative singular, so doubt. If the atma is unreachable for the mind, the eyes, etc. Adi means etc. Katam, how tarhi then? Katam tarhi, how then? Asya siddhihi. Can it be established? How can there be siddhi? Siddhi means, how can it, in English we're really saying, how can it be known? How can you establish that it's even there? So Siddhi means to the establishment of something. So how can this be established? How can there be establishment of that, asya? But the idea is, how can we establish that the thing is even there, that the Atma is even there, if it can't be known by the mind, if it can't be known by the eyes, or by the, remember from the previous verse, by the sense organs, by the body? It's agamyaha, by the sense organs, by the mind, by the all of these things. Then how can we even know that there is such a thing? You see that? He gives an example. Gata means pot. Gata. Pata means cloth. So in Vedanta, this using gata and pata comes all the time for objects. And I think maybe just because they rhyme. You know, a pot, a gata, a pata, etc. So a pot, cloth, etc. Gata, pata, adiyaha is in the nominative plural, means etc. Beginning with. Those things which begin with a pot, a cloth, means all these objects. He, because a pot, cloth, etc. Manas, chakshuradi, adina, siddhiyaha. Siddhiyaha is in the nominative plural like harihi, hari, hariyaha, siddhiyaha. Because drishtaha, the pot, etc., are seen to be established, siddhi, be those for which their establishment is adina, dependent on. Adina means dependent on. Everybody see the word adina, siddhiyaha? Agata, patta, etc. are those for which the siddhi, the establishment, is dependent on mind, eyes, etc. This is seen. So in English we would say, because it is seen that, drishtaha, because it is seen that a pot, cloth, etc., all of these things are dependent on the mind, eyes, etc. for their siddhi. For establishing that they are there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dirk, are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Everybody good? Okay. Repeat. Tattaha.
Tattaha.
Atmanopi.
Atmanopi.
Ted adina siddhir yuktaha.
Ted adina siddhir.
Yukta. Not yuktaha, sorry. Yukta.
Yukta.
Nova Sarga, okay. Tataha. Therefore, indeclinable, Atmanaha api, Atmanaha in the genitive singular, for the self also, Atmanaha api, api means also, for the self also, Tad adina siddhihi, the establishment of the self also is adina, dependent on that, on those. What does that mean? Dependent on the mind, eyes, etc. Therefore, the self also is siddhihi. The establishment of the self also is dependent on them. Tad means, this is a compound. Tad adina siddhihi is a compound. So the siddhihi, the establishing of the Atma, you can even say for siddhi, knowledge of the Atma, is dependent, adina, on them, tad, on them, referring back to the manas chakshuradi. Yukta means that siddhi is proper. It is right to say. It is proper to say yukta. The siddhi is yukta. In English we would say, it is correct to say, it is proper to say, that establishing the existence of the Atma is dependent on the mind, sense organs, etc. also. See?
That's a job.
Well, that's saying, you know, a pot, a cloth, everything in our experience, to recognize that it's there, to have knowledge of it, is totally depends on the mind's sense organs. Right? Therefore, it's appropriate, it's proper, yukta, to say, in English, it's proper that the Atma also is dependent on the mind and sense organs. The Atma also is dependent on that. Gata, oh, sorry. Yada, tasya, tad adina, siddhir na bhavati, tada, asya siddhireva, nasyat, shasha dishanavat.
It yata aha.
To the Sandhi. Yada tasya tat adina. It's a compound though. So tat adina. Siddhihi. That repha is a vasarga. Siddhihi na bhavati. Tada. Asya siddhihi refas vasarga eva nasyat shasha vishana vat iti attaha aha. See the yakara? Iti attaha aha. Think of it now when I say for the letter ra, the technical word for it is refa. Right, so instead of saying ra or rakara, we say repha. Mm-hmm. For a letter, instead of just saying ka or cha, we say chakara. It means the letter cha without the vowel. Right? Or chakara, yakara, lakara, akara, okara. Say like that too. That kara indicates the letter. Okay? So if I say it yattaha, do you see the yakara there? That yakara changes to e. So itti attaha aha. Okay?
So omkara?
Yakara means the letter ya.
Omkara.
That's the word om. Omkara. Okay? The omkara. So yada, when. Tasya, for that. And that's going to be for what? You have to always figure out what they're talking about. For the self. Tad adina siddhihi. Siddhihi is in the feminine nominative singular. So the establishment of something's existence. Tad adina is dependent on that. For the self. Okay. So yada here we would say when or if. If would probably be work better in English. When na bhavati, there is no na bhavati, there is no siddhihi, establishment tasya of the self. There is no establishment which is dependent on that, on the mind, etc. For that, for the self. So take tasya as for the self. Tad refers to the mind sense organs. Adina means dependence. Siddhihi means establishment or knowledge. If there is no siddhihi, which depends upon the mind, etc., for the self.
And na at the end of siddhi is
not.
No.
Yeah, na means no. And the no, it's a no that always accompanies a verb. It never accompanies any, like a noun or anything. Mm-hmm. Na always relates to the, negates the verb. Okay? So na bhavati means, there for the self, yada tasya, for that self, na bhavati, there is no siddhihi, establishment, tad adina, which is dependent on that. On those. That tad refers back to the mind, eyes, etc. So it says, if the self can't be established by the mind, eyes, etc., in English, right? But that's what we're saying. If the self can't be established by the mind, eyes, etc., then what? Tada. Then, Asya, for that self, siddhihi, establishment, for that establishment of that, eva, definitely, nasyat, is not there, can't be there. So it says, if the self can't be established by the mind, eyes, etc., then definitely that can't be established. There is no way to establish it, right? Asya siddhihi eva. Sorry, I have to take this. Hi, Thomas. Thanks for... Are you there? Good morning. Do you know, I'm teaching a class right now at my home. I'm wondering if I could call you back around noon my time. Will you be available? Okay, then just expect my call around noon and then we can schedule a meeting. Okay. Yeah, thank you very much for calling. Bye-bye. It says, CIS applicant. I told them to call me on my cell phone. It's hard to get in touch with these people to schedule meetings. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, do you see tada asya siddhihi eva nasyat? There is for then, asya for that, siddhihi, establishment, eva, definitely, nasyat, cannot be. That syat is a potential third person singular. So if the Atma can't be established through the eye, through the mind, eyes, etc., then there is definitely no way to establish it. Then it can't be established. Shesha vishanavat. When a word or compound ends in vat, it means like. Like the shesha vishana. Vishana is horn. Shesha is rabbit. Like the horn of a rabbit. The horn of a rabbit is... In, it's a drishtanta that is used frequently in Vedanta to as an example of the non-existence of something. So they'll use three. There's three ones that they often use: Shesha Vishana, the horn of a rabbit, the son of a barren woman, a city in the sky. These are the three examples that are used to show, to talk about something that is not there. So they're examples for abhava, for non-existence. So just like nobody can establish the horn of a rabbit, why can't they establish the horn of a rabbit? Because it's not there to be established. Right? That's what it amounts to. Your sense organs can't see it, right? There's no way to gain knowledge of it because it's not there. The Atma is the same thing. If you say that the mind and the sense organs can't gain knowledge of the Atma, can't objectify the knowledge of the Atma, if it's agamyaha. If the Atma is agamyaha, it's something that cannot be objectified by the mind and sense organs, then it can't be known. But what does it amount to? It's not there then. Everybody see? Mm-hmm. So, like he says, when it says like the horn of a rabbit, that is saying... It's even extending the argument further because there is no horn of a rabbit.
It makes it graphic.
Yeah. But if it says there is no horn of a rabbit, he started by saying, you know, you can't see. The only way that you can know that a pot or something like that is there is because you can see it. You can't see the horn of a rabbit. Why? Really? Because the horn of a rabbit is not there. If the Atma is something that is not available for the mind or the sense organs, what does that amount to? It's just like the horn of a rabbit. It's not there. It's not reachable. If it's not reachable by the mind or the sense organs, then it doesn't exist. Like the horn of a rabbit doesn't exist. So throwing in that little shesha vishana kind of completes the argument and takes it to the non-existence of the Atma. So he says, iti ataha aha, therefore... Aha, he says. He says means that therefore the author, in order to cover that doubt, that argument, is doing this verse.
So is this Shankar's, did he present this doubt? Who?
Shankar is making the connections here. The Bhashyakara, whoever writes the Bhashya, creates the connections between the verses. That is part of the job of the Bhashyakara. Besides unfolding the meaning of the verses, it also creates the connection between the verses. Okay? So those connections are always really important. Sometimes Swamiji, when he's going through the verses, if he sees, he'll see how Shankara or whoever the Bhashyakara is making the connections. Sometimes he'll have a different connection that he thinks is a stronger connection. So these connections are really important. They're kind of what hold the verses together. And a lot of times that connection is to be understood. It's not written. So the Bhashyakara puts that in. Okay? Let's do this. Ya eko vibhati svata shuddha chetaha. Ya eko vibhati svata shuddha chetaha. Prakasha swarupo pinane vadhishu. Prakasha swarupo pinane vadhishu. Shiravodakasto yata banurekaha. Shiravodakasto yata banurekaha. Sanityo palabdhi swarupo hamatma. Sanityo palabdhi swarupo hamatma.
Are these verses ever just read, or are they always chanted?
We could read them. We usually chant the verses. We usually chant them. But you can read them, and we're going to read them right now. Repeat after me. Ya eko vibhati.
Ya eko vibhati.
Swatas shuddha chetaha.
Chetaha.
Prakasha swarupopi.
Prakasha swarupopi.
Nane vadishu. Sharavo de Casto,
Sharavo de Casto,
Yata Banurekaha,
Yata Banurekaha,
Senityo Palabdi,
Senityo Palabdi,
Swarupo Hamatma,
Swarupo Hamatma.
Now, with the Sandhi. Yaha, the Sarga drops, Yaha Ekaha Vibhati. Swataha Shuddha Chetaha Prakasha Swarupaha Api Nana Eva Dishu. Nana Eva, that A plus E goes to A. Naneva Dishu. Sharava Udaka. A plus U goes to O. Sharavodaka, Sharava, Udaka, Staha. Yata, Bhanuhu, Repha is Vasarga. Bhanuhu, Ekaha. Saha, Nitya, Upalabdi, Swarupaha, Aham, Atma. Okay? Yaha Ekaha. He who, the one who, is Ekaha. These are both nominative singulars. He who is one. Vibhati. Shines. We'll see exactly what type of shining. It's a particular type of shining, as we'll see. But for now, just shines. Yaha, the one who. The one who is one, Ekaha, he who is one, Vibhati shines, Swataha, by itself, of its own accord. Swataha is reflexive, like if I were to say, I myself am doing that. Or if I could say Swataha like this, he himself will do it, she herself will do it. So Swataha is reflexive and goes back to whatever the nominative is. So here it would say, the Ekaha, the one who, he who is one itself, or he who is one himself, if you want to do a masculine for the self, the Atma itself, Right? The Atma itself, Vibhati, shines. Shuddha Chetaha. Shuddha Chetaha means for the one whose mind is pure. Shuddha means pure. Chetaha means mind. Shuddha Chetaha means for the one whose mind is pure. So, he who is one, Yaha Ekaha, shines, Vibhati, Swataha, of its own accord, for the one whose mind is pure.
What's pure? Pure mind?
Pure mind, Antakarna Shuddhi. Okay.
Quiet and available?
Yeah, Antakarna Shuddhi. Prakasha Swarupaha, again a nominative. And that one that is one is whose nature is Prakasha Swarupaha, whose Swarupa is Prakasha, luminous. So Prakasha Swarupaha means the one whose Swarupa, whose nature is Prakasha, is luminous. It means consciousness. Prakasha Swarupaha Api, even though, when you have Api in this way, Prakasha Swarupaha Api, even though the nature of that one is luminous, Prakasha Swarupaha, Nana Iva Dishu, in the deeds, in the buddhis, in the minds, Nana Iva, as though different. It is as though various. Right? It shines as though many. Iva means as though. Nana Iva. It shines as though many. Dishu, in the minds. Okay?
So it's like Nanu.
Nana Iva. Iva means
not,
as though.
Not one or something?
No, that's not the etymology.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it's a good try. It just is. It means manifold.
Eva?
Eva.
Eva.
Means as though or like.
Okay.
He gives an example. Sharava means a. Sharava is a bowl, like a kind of a flat bowl that holds water, like one of these. What do you call this? More of a kind of a flat bowl.
Water.
No, but it's like a bowl that has a big surface. Okay. So, udakastaha, abiding in the water in a bowl. Udaka means water. The water in a bowl. Sharava udaka staha, abiding staha, standing, remaining. Like that which is abiding in a bowl of water. Sharava udaka staha. Yata, just as, Bhanuhu, Ekaha, just as the one sun, Bhanu is sun, Ekaha, one, just as the one sun is abiding in a bowl of water, okay? Like the one sun abiding in a bowl of water, it could also be the one sun abiding in bowls of water. When you have a compound, you don't know whether it's singular, dual, or plural. So say, except for the ending, you know, but not the parts of the compound. So if you say Dishu, just the self appears as though many in the buddhis, just like the sun which is one, which is abiding in bowls of water. So say there's many bowls of water, the one sun appears to be many. Like that, there's only one Atma, but there's many buddhis. So the one Atma appears to be many in the many buddhis. Okay, in the
maybe the word you wanted was basin with water?
Yeah, like a basin. Yeah, maybe so. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Banahu means sun, Ekaha means one, Yata just as the one sun, which is abiding in bowls of water. And notice in the compound, in the translation, I just say, just as the sun, which is one, appears as many and varied in bowls of water. Because what is in the drishtanta, you can, since it's a drishtanta, you can take words from the darshtanta, where it says nana eva. I can apply that, I can take that nana eva and apply it to the sharava udakastaha. So, if I say, the one self appears as many and varied in the buddhis, just as the one sun appears as many and varied in the bowls of water, abiding in the bowls of water. So you make parallel construction there. Saha, that nitya, timeless consciousness, swarupa, aham atma, I am the self, aham atma saha, I am that self, nitya upalabdhi swarupaha, whose swarupa, whose nature is limitless consciousness. Timeless consciousness, I mean, timeless.
Mm-hmm.
I am that self whose swarupa is timeless consciousness.
If it was limitless, what word do they use?
Yeah. Thanks. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's look at the Bhashya. Get me. Ya iti. Swata siddhatam aha.
Swata siddhatam aha.
Where it says yaha iti, this verse begins with yaha. That's the first word of the verse. See that? So often a bhasha, not all the time, but often a bhasha will be formally introduced by citing the first one or two words of the bhasha, of the verse, and then saying iti. Okay, so it goes like this. Yaha iti swata siddhatam aha. Aha means he tells. The swata siddhatam. Swata siddha is a word we use all of the time for self-evident. Swata means self. Siddha means evident. So swata siddhatam, that ta affix is like the tvam affix, which means the state of being, right? So we would say, beginning with the verse which begins with yaha iti, he tells the self-evident nature. He explains, he tells the swata siddhatam, the being self-evident, yaha, by the verse that begins with yaha. He tells, he explains, he discusses, he talks about, it really just means he tells with aha, he says, the state of being self-evident by the verse that begins with yaha.
So, swata...
Take it as a compound.
Yes.
Swata siddha tam. Yes.
What's the tam?
Accusative plural, accusative singular of ta, the ta affix.
Okay.
And so if I said siddha ta,
okay,
the state of being.
Okay, but it's not like siddhatam maha.
No. Siddhatam, accusative singular. Right. And it could also be swata siddhatvam.
Right?
Accused, the state of being. So he tells, he says, the state of being self-evident. Yaha iti. When he says yaha, yaha iti, in English we would say, by the verse that begins with yaha. It's a shortcut. Yaha iti. By the verse that begins with yaha, he tells the self-evident nature. Right? Okay.
It doesn't just refer to yaha, it refers to by the verse that begins with yaha.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's technical. A lot of times in a bhasha, the bhasha will begin by quoting the first one or two words of the verse.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is just one.
Yaha
iti.
It's almost like an asterisk or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like when the asterisk refers to the other asterisk.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's just that iti is just quoting to let you know that we're now talking about this verse. And we're talking about the verse that begins with yaha. Yaha iti. What's he talking about? Going to be talking about swata siddhatam, the self-evident nature. Okay. So, ekaha advitiyaha.
Ekha advitiyaha.
Vibhati.
Vibhati.
Visheshena.
Visheshena.
Prakashate.
Prakashate.
Swataha.
Swataha.
Swayameva.
Swayameva.
Na parataha.
Na parataha.
Shuddham.
Shuddham.
Nirmalam.
Nirmalam.
Cheto.
Cheto.
Mano.
Mano.
Yasya saha.
Yasya saha.
Swata shuddha chetaha.
Swata shuddha chetaha.
Shuddha chittasya.
Shuddha chittasya.
Hi atma.
Hi atma.
Swayam eva.
Swayam eva.
Spurati jyartaha.
Spurati
jyartaha.
Spurati jyartaha.
Spurati jyartaha.
So just follow along as I read this book in the Sindhi. Ekaha advatiyaha vibhati visheshena prakashate swataha swayam eva na parataha shuddham nirmalam chetaha manaha yasya saha swataha shuddha chetaha shuddha chittasya hi atma swayam eva spurati iti artaha. Spurati iti makes long e. Spurati spurati iti, the yakara becomes e. Spurati iti artaha. Okay?
There's a word missing in the transliteration. Second line after parataha. Shuddham.
Yeah, thanks. There's a word that's dropped out in the transliteration. Thanks, I'll get that.
Oh.
Yeah, please. Always tell me if you find the typo, it's terrible. Okay. In the verse, you should have, can you have the verse available to look at?
Yeah, just a second.
Remember in reading a Bhasha, one of the first things they do is go through word by word, giving synonyms to the words, and sometimes explaining with a little bit more than a synonym. But look at here. After yaha, the next word is ekaha. So he's already said yaha iti. Yaha just means the one who. Ekaha means advatiyaha. One means advatiyaha, non-dual. Ekaha means advatiyaha. The second word, vibhati. Vibhati means visheshena prakashate. Now, the word bhati means to shine. So what the bhashyakara is doing is telling what the V means. Because you have a prefix to the word bhati, so vibhati. So it can mean it shines in many different ways. That's one way that V is used. But it also means vishesha. It shines in its own way, in a particular way. So here he's saying vibhati means visheshena prakashate. Prakashate is a direct synonym of bhati. So if we say vibhati, vibhati means visheshena prakashate. It shines in a unique way, in a particular way, in its own way. Okay, which you'll describe now. Then the next word is swataha. Swataha means swayam eva. Swayam eva, so he says swataha literally means swayam eva, but he says swayam eva na parataha for swataha. So it means swayam eva, itself alone. Right? Na parataha, not because of another. It shines, in English we'd say, from swataha, it shines It shines of its own accord. What does that mean? Swayam eva, it shines by itself alone. Na parataha, not because of another.
That's nice.
Yeah, so self-luminous. It's not getting its light or its consciousness from something else. It is that, it gets it from itself. So swataha, swayam eva, na parataha, not from another. The next word, shuddham. Shuddham means nirmalam, pure. Nirmalam is just a synonym for shuddham, but it gives a little more detail. Mala means dirt or impurity, the word mala. Nir as a prefix means without, free from. So shuddham means pure. What does pure mean? Nirmalam, without impurity. There's two words, really synonyms, but the nirmalam has a little bit more etymology in it. Without impurity. Okay? Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
The word chetaha means manas. Chetas is another word for manas, mind. So chetaha means manas. Yasya means for whom. This, in the verse, the word is shuddha chetaha. It's what we call a bahuvrihi compound. And that breaks down as, for whom the mind is pure. Saha, he is swata shuddha chetaha. I don't really need the swataha there. But they put it there, that's all right. He is one whose mind is pure. The swataha is just from the verse. So the one who's, if you go like this, swataha means itself alone, not from another. And that's the... Bill, I'll call you after class. I know. Okay, I'll call you later.
Swastaha.
Yeah. You go back. Swataha means swayam eva na parataha from the verse. Then shuddham means nirmalam. Chetaha means manas. Yasya says it's a bahuvrihi compound. In fact, I've got to give a class in compounds to make this clear. So it means that for whom the mind is pure, he is called a shuddha chetaha, one whose mind is pure. Okay. Shuddha chittasya he, because he. Shuddha chittasya, for the pure mind. Shuddha chittasya, Atma, swayam eva, itself, spurati, shines. Iti artha, this is the meaning. This is the idea here. The Atma, we were talking about this last night in class. The Atma is self-effulgent, right? Self-luminous. When the mind is out of the way, means that is pure, is not being distracted by anything else, the shining of that self is self-evident, right? And it's the shining, the consciousness of the self is coming from the consciousness of the self, not from the mind. And so sometimes they liken it, if you see like, say the mind is very agitated and distracted, and just imagine kind of an agitated, distracted, depressed mind slowly becoming, as it slowly becomes undistracted and unagitated and undepressed, it becomes kind of like a clear water bucket in a sense. But as it gives up its depression or its distraction, it's as though the sun, the self, the sun of the self is rising, is becoming, it's becoming apparent into the mind. But actually that's not what's happening at all. The mind is just kind of relaxing. And it's not competing anymore with the shining of the self. But it appears from the standpoint of the mind as though the self, like a sunrise, is rising into the mind. You see? They even use that as an example in the Katha Upanishad.
Do they have any measuring stick for this purity? I mean,
you feel happy.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, everybody still with me? Iti artaha, this it comes all the time in bhashas, thus the meaning. Iti artaha. You hear Swamiji, sometimes he'll just say iti artaha. It'll just come out, thus the meaning, after he's been talking about something. Thus the meaning. Okay? Atta eva.
Atta eva.
Atta eva.
Atta eva.
Sattva shudyartam.
Sattva shudyartam.
Vedeti.
Vedeti.
Vedanu vachanadayo.
Vedanu vachanadayo.
Vihitaha.
Vihitaha.
Tam etam.
Tam etam.
Vedanu vachanena.
Brahmana.
Vividishanti. Yajnena. Danena. Tapasanashakena. Iti. Atta, attaha, I'll read it now with the sandhi. Attaha eva sattva shiddhi artam vede api veda anuvachana adiyaha vihitaha tam etam Veda Anuvachanena Brahmanaha Vividishanti Yajnena Danena Tapasa Anashakena
Iti.
Yeah. Okay. Therefore, Attaha. Indeed, therefore, indeed, sattva shuddhi, purity of mind, a pure mind. Where sattva is mind, shuddhi is pure. So sattva shuddhi, sometimes sattva is just used. Remember that the mind, if we take sattva, rajas, and tamas, the mind is made of all the sattva, of the five elements. So sometimes the mind is just referred to as sattva. So the sattva shuddhi is like antakarana shuddhi. So, sattva shuddhyartam, for the sake of the purity of mind, is how we translate it in English. Sattva shuddhyartam. Artam is now being just used as an adverbially, for the sake of. For the sake of purity of mind. Vedepi, in the Veda also. Vede, locative singular, in the Veda also. Veda anuvachana adiyaha. Vihitaha. Recitation of the Veda. Veda anuvachana. The recitation, the chanting of the Veda, the repetition of the Veda, the Veda reciting of the Veda, adhyaha, etc. Vihitaha. Such things as the chanting of the Veda, the recitation of the Veda, study of the Veda, etc. Such things as this, vihitaha, are enjoined. For antakarana shuddhi. So in the Veda, therefore, even in the Veda we see this, that the recitation of the Veda and other things, such things as the recitation of the Veda, are enjoined. Okay. And then he gives a verse, a Vedic verse. Tam etam, that this, Veda, that this Atma. Veda anuvachanena. By the recitation of the Veda, Brahmanaha, nominative plural, the Brahmanas, Vivirishanti desire to know that self. The brahmanas, they desire to know that self through the recitation of the Vedas, yajnena, by rituals, dānena, by giving, by charity, tapasā, by tapas, austerities, anāśakena, such as fasting. Right? And I gave the Brihadaranyaka Shankara's Bhāṣya on the Brihadaranyaka as a footnote to know what that anāśakena means. Fasting, not just fasting in terms of not eating, but fasting in terms of withdrawing the indriyas, keeping control of the indriyas of the sense organs. So this is a very famous verse. And what he's saying is that all of these things are done, these don't give atma jnanam. They give antakarana shuddhi. And so that where that antakarana shuddhi, when the antakarana shuddhi is there, then the mind is not is not presenting itself as any kind of obstacle or obstruction to the recognition of oneself. So when the mind is there unobstructed and is available for shravana, then when this knowledge is pointed out, the self is there manifest. It's manifest anyway, but the mind is not obstructing, you know, the recognition of yourself. Mm-hmm. See it?
Yeah.
Okay, so now...
Do we have tea or anything?
Yeah, let's take a break. I almost forgot.
Are we doing okay?
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bottom of page 2 now, that last paragraph. You see that for me? Gata patadiyascha.
Gata patadiyascha.
Jadatvat.
Jadatvat.
Jada, right? Jadatvat. Prakashantara.
Prakashantara.
Apekshatvat cha. Na prakashanta.
Na prakashanta.
Iti yuktam.
Iti yuktam.
Gata is what? Pata. Yeah. Gata, pata, adiyah. Do you see the cha there? Gata, pata, adiyah, cha. When the cha comes after the first member of a sentence, it's going to be starting the sentence. And in Sanskrit, you can't start a sentence with cha or two. Two means but, cha means and. You don't start a sentence with those words. It'll come after the first member of the word. Mm-hmm. So here it would say, and the pot, cloth, etc. Jada twat. Anybody know what jada means?
Inert.
When you have twat, it's just because of being. When you have it in the twat is the fifth case.
Is that the same as twam?
Yeah, but twam is in the first case. So when you have twat, which is, it's often in, like you'll see Shankara using words ending in twat all the time. And so you translate it, because of being inert. Okay? And the pot, cloth, etc., jada twat, because of being inert, then what? Prakashantara apekshat twat cha. And twat, because of being, read backwards. Mm-hmm. Because of being apeksha, dependent on. Antara, another. Prakasha, light. Okay? So because of being inert, and because of being dependent upon another prakasha, another light, another luminary. Mm-hmm. Na prakashante, that A is dropped by Sandeep. Na prakashante iti yutam. They do not shine. So it says, a pot, cloth, etc., na prakashante, they don't shine. Why? Because of being jada, and because of being dependent on another luminary. Now another thing about the chas, okay, you see the first cha after gata patadiyaha cha? Do you see that? That is beginning a sentence. It's coming after the first word of the sentence, so the sentence begins with and. Now, Do you see the two twats here? Jarit twat, prakashantara apekshat twat cha. Do you see that cha? In Sanskrit, when you have a series, the cha can come at the end of the series or after each member of the series. So here it says, jarit twat, prakashantara apekshat twat cha. It could also be written jarit twat cha, prakashantara apekshat twat cha. So the word cha, unlike in English, the word cha just comes in between the two, like Sita and Lakshmana. But in Sanskrit it would be Sita and Lakshmana and, or Sita Lakshmana and. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so
twa also is kind of added on to the two words rather than...
Yeah, because each one, because of being this,
right.
And because of being this.
Right.
So because of being inert, and because of being a pecha, dependent on an antara, prakasha anantara pecha twa. Because of being dependent on another light, and because of being inert. Now, what jada for inert, what it really means is it doesn't reflect consciousness. Like, this is jada, the rug is jada, there's no sukshma sharira. That's what jada means, so it's inert.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing really inert in reality, but when we're in mitya, when we're in the creation, this is inert and this is sentient, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if it doesn't reflect consciousness, it's jada. That's important to understand, because then you think, what does the inert really mean?
Mm. Yeah. But mind doesn't shine because it's self-luminous.
Nothing. That's right. Here, and he's going to get there. Here he says, it's obvious to us that a pot and cloth don't shine. They're not their own luminaries, right? Why? Well, because obviously they're inert. They don't enjoy consciousness from their own standpoint, right? They're inert. And they depend upon something else for them to be known. They don't shine without sense organs and a mind illumining them. So they're dependent on another luminary for them to be lit up. Okay? But now it goes, Atma too. Oh, wait a minute. Iti yuktam. This is proper. And if we say iti yuktam, okay, this is proper, this is clear, this is logical. So you could even say like this, iti yuktam, it is proper to say that a pot, etc., because they're jada and because they're dependent on another luminary, they don't shine. They're not self-shining. Iti yuktam, this is appropriate, this is proper. Atma tu, okay? Atma tu. Prakasha swarupa twat.
Prakasha
antara anapekshaha. I broke this in there. Prakashate. Savitravat. Savitravat. Yata. Savita. Swaprakashaha. Prakashantaram na apekshate atacha prakashate tadvat atma piti bhavaha. I'll read it with this breaking ascendi from Atma. Atma tu prakasha swarupa twat prakasha antara anapekshaha prakashate savitravat yata savita swaprakashaha prakashantaram na apekshate Atta cha prakashate tadvat atma api iti bhavaha. Okay? Now, if we say, it's proper to say that the eyes, that the pot, etc., don't shine. Atma too, whereas, or but. Do you see how two comes after the first word? Because two can't start a sentence. So to whereas or but the self, Atma nominative singular, Prakasha Swarupatvat. What does that mean?
Because of its nature being self-luminous.
Yes, because of its nature being Prakasha. Mm-hmm. The self-luminous isn't there,
right.
But Prakasha, because of its Swarupa, because of its nature being Prakasha.
What do you mean self-luminous is not there?
Prakasha is there. It's the same idea. The word self isn't there. It just says Prakasha means luminous. Swarupa, its nature.
Mm-hmm.
Twat, because of its nature being luminous. Okay? So Atma tu, where is the Atma? Prakasha Swarupa Twat. Prakasha Antara Anapekshaha. It is Anapekshaha. It is not dependent. Apeksha means dependent. Anapeksha, not dependent. On another light. Antara means another or other. Prakasha, prakasha, antara, anapeksha. Prakashate shines. Savitravat, like the sun. Vat, like the sun. So what does it say? Whereas the self shines independent, not dependent on another light, because of its nature being light, right? Because of its Swarupa being Prakasha, light itself, it is unapeksha, not dependent on another light. So that Atma shines of its own accord, Savitra, but like the sun.
Isn't that a proper name for people, Savitra?
Yeah, it is.
And
it means the sun.
It means the sun, the shine?
It means the sun. But Savitra, that means like the sun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
There's that older lady from the ashram.
Yeah.
The children, her name is Savitra.
Yeah.
Sunny.
Oh, that's really good. I have never thought of that in my life.
How did?
Okay. Yata, just as. In the climate, yet Savita, the sun, nominative singular, Swaprakashaha, just as the sun, which is Swaprakashaha. Now, what does that mean? Self-luminous, right? Swaprakasha, Swaprakasha, self-luminous. You said it right. So how we usually translate that is just self-luminous. But it's Prakasha means it's light shining, Swa itself.
Mm-hmm.
So our English word for it is self-luminous, Swaprakasha. So just as Savita, the sun, which is Swaprakashaha, self-luminous, Prakasha Antaram Na Apekshate, does not depend, the sun, which is self-luminous, Na Apekshate, does not depend, Prakasha Antaram, on another light. Antara means other, prakasha, light. You see that? So yata, savita, swaprakashaha, prakashantaram, na apekshate. Atacha, and yet, in English we'd say, and yet, prakashate, it shines. Just as the sun, which is self-luminous, does not depend on another light, and yet it shines.
Nice.
Everybody see the Sanskrit?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tadvat, indeclinable, like that. There's that vat ending. Indeclinable vat ending means like. Tadvat, like that. Atma, api. The Atma also. Api means also. Api means also, even though. Can also just mean and. Depends. Okay? So here would be Atma Api, the self also. Iti Bhavaha is like Ityartaha. It means Iti Bhavaha, this is the meaning, this is the intention. So if you say Ityartaha, sometimes they'll say Iti Bhavaha, this is the essence of it, what's being said. Yeah.
Wow, these guys.
That's kind of nicer than, I mean, Bhava is sort of nicer than.
It has a different, kind of a different feel.
Bhava?
Because it's like a...
Usually it means that devotion or something.
All right, my time's up. We'll stop here.
Oh, that wasn't very long. That
you know, this maybe we'll do another few pages of this Bhashya because it's pretty nice.
Okay.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
So, what I'll do is I might add another couple of pages to the handout.
Mm-hmm. You mean that there are not online? Or?
I think we might have enough online for next week. I'll check.
Yeah, this is an exciting...
How many pages do you have?
Five. Two to five.
Three more now.
Yeah. So it might... I'll check to make sure it's enough.
Okay.
I think it probably is. Yeah. Sure, Priya. Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.